I was giving an example of the World Heritage Convention, where we have declared certain sacred forests as a national heritage and also international heritage, and where communities living around those sacred forests and forests are able to harness those policies to earn money. I was giving an example how the GEF fund of 50,000 has been able to generate $1.4 million for communities living around, where 60% of that money goes to the communities. So for us, that we see these conventions as very, very important for national development. I was giving another example, and I was saying, you look at Lake Turkana, which is a World Heritage site. Developments that have been done in our neighboring countries, which are likely to affect the livelihood of about 50,000 Kenyans living around the lake. Those conventions, one of the conventions, World Heritage Convention again, has been able to impress on the neighboring country to make sure that those developments do not affect those communities, because if they continue with them, they become pariahs of the other nations that have signed UNESCO conventions. So for us, we see that particularly. Look at Lamu, Lamu Old Town. Before Lamu Old Town was declared a World Heritage site, you could only host maybe maximum 1,000. Today, you're able to host even 10,000 people because of the number of the houses that have been converted into accommodation because of the people visiting the site. Surely, even if there was nothing else, for us, this economic growth as a result of declaring these sites World Heritage is a testimony of why UNESCO conventions are important for the development of this country.
So you can, do you agree that Kenya is on track?
Absolutely. That's the first question I asked. Is Kenya on track in terms of UNESCO World Heritage Conventions? Mm-hmm. I'm saying yes. We have only signed maybe 3 of 7 or 8 heritage-related conventions, but I can tell you we're on track on signing those conventions. We have written a cabinet memorandum for cabinet to approve the ratification of the other remaining heritage conventions in Kenya, because we have seen the usefulness of signing these international instruments of managing heritage and culture in Kenya.